kick a door down and do all that. Is that something that's needed? Does that even work in today's NFL?
You know, for some people it does. Like for me, I talk to my mom. That gets me fired up for a game. But you know, you have such a menagerie. Is that a word, right? That's a word?
Yeah.
Of guys here that are just mixed together with different personalities and different backgrounds that, you know, you never know if a guy is offended by that or something, you know? So to each their own. You know, if you don't get fired up for a game just because we're playing the NFL and we're and you know, then there's something wrong with your period, you know? So to say you need to get, you know, rah-rah and all that, that's, you know, it's – neither here nor there. If you need it, you need it. If you don't, you don't.
It's when we're, you know, psychoanalyzing you guys as we do when things are going wrong.
Yeah.
Justin Tuck's a quiet on the outside guy. Yeah. Eli's lead by example.
Yeah.
I did kind of wonder, do you have, you know, Ray Lewis or somebody like that in here that's going to come in and go off? I mean, I don't even know if anybody's tried.
No, you know, every once in a while someone will say something, but it's usually different. It can be, you know, I've yelled myself, you know, but sometimes if you could, you can't be out of control, you know, you got to have a conscious thought process of how to fix something, you know, because it's such a thinking man game, you know. People think it's just like muscles and speed and power, you know, but really it's a chess match out there, you know. You never That's a bad example. I was gonna say you never see Bobby Fischer freaking out, but he's kind of a freak out guy, you know, right? Yeah, you know. So but, you know, along those lines of, you know, you got to be composed. Really, it's about focusing that energy, you know, finding that thing that motivates you and focusing it into, you know, that pinpoint area that you need to excel at, you know.
You guys kind of had, I mean, I guess that's why it surprised us so much a few weeks ago when Perry Fuel went off on you guys to us. We kind of assume he did a little bit of the same behind the scenes.
You know, yeah, and he has a right to, you know. I mean, the way we've executed hasn't been really great, you know. So at some point, the guy that's calling the plays, he's like, hey, come on, get your butt together, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't mind getting yelled at.
I didn't think you did.
You know, I remember my first day of practicing Little League football, I cried about 13 times, I think. I was so scared.
I mean, it used to happen all the time. You listen to all the time football players talk about it.
You know, but it's the nature of our society nowadays, too. Everything has to be PC. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to watch what you say. Yeah. I remember watching those NFL films when I was a kid, and it was like, beep, 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 you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and there's a little bit. There's that, you know. You know, when we're out there on that gridiron, it's a it's kind of a, you know, an area where anything really kind of goes, you know. But for the most part, you don't want to offend anybody.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
It doesn't seem like that's not my...